Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
Thank you
so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, we are doing well, both of us here.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I know you have a very busy schedule. Thank you so much for coming.
No, it's a pleasure.
Sister Najafi, we have a lot of narrations in Islam which are about the upbringing of children, and especially about the responsibilities. Like, we have this one very, very important question. If parents have some responsibilities towards their children, of course they have. Of course, like, parents keep on doing a lot of things towards their children throughout their life. But what does Islam say about that? Does Islam categorize these responsibilities? I mean, what are the responsibilities of parents towards their children in Islamic perspective?
Well, we all are aware of this amazing, very famous hadith, and which I really love it, the way our Prophet and other Ma'sumin alayhim salam, they have given us this message that the most important responsibility of parents towards their children is the way they call them, you know, the name, you know. And as a human being, our name always sticks with us, and we automatically recognize ourselves. We can say, that is my identity, you know, like, that is me. Mm-hmm. And maybe sometimes we don't know the meaning of the name, but still the effects are there.
Yeah.
So naming a good with very, very profound meaning of that name. Therefore, we have hadith that it's better to name with the names of prophets or Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, or any great personalities, or something which has a very beautiful and positive meaning.
All right.
And I have read this amazing research of Dr. Emoto, a Japanese very amazing professor, when he does these experiences and some experiments, when he did some experiment on water, and the way he was calling them, the way he was singing something them, or whatever the relationship by, you know, by just the way he talks to them, the conversation towards the water.
Water reacted to
exactly that. That was something really amazing.
Yeah.
That everyone knows, mashallah, because this this research is, mashallah, very, you know, old research.
True.
But the way we have to connect this research with the upbringing of our children, that is very important.
True.
Yeah. Because we, as a human being, our more than 70% of our body is
consists
made
of water.
Yeah, water or liquid. Yeah, we can say liquid is better. And then whenever we call someone, automatically, you know, that liquid, that 70% of that, this is what we know, but Allah knows better, you know, more deeper, definitely. So whatever we, I'm calling to someone, the water,
it will take the
liquid shape, definitely.
So whatever you pour the water into, it's going to take the same shape. Sister Najafi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I have with me Sister Najafi, and we are talking about the responsibilities of parents towards their children. Sister Najafi, you said like you came up with a Japanese researcher, the experiment he did on water. You said like he conducted some experiments where he saw that the names he was calling towards water was reacting the same way. And you connected this with our topic, the way that you said human body consists of water, more than 70% of human body consists of water, and our body does take that shape, whatever the names we call. So the first responsibility of parents is to give a good name to their children.
Exactly.
All right.
And I think nowadays, unfortunately, we say, you know, we have a beautiful names, but we don't connect with those names to our children.
True.
Sorry, again. Nowadays, unfortunately, we just name our children with amazing and very holy personalities name, but sometimes we as a parents, we don't know, you know, about
we
that
really
personality
know about those names,
and the meaning of that name. So I will humbly request to our parents that, you know, it would be so nice, because I remember wherever I go, I say, oh, if your name is, for example, Ummehani, name of sister of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Ummehani is a beautiful name. So why you have this name? You know, what is the reason? Sometimes they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so then I'll say, oh, it would be so nice if you try in your life to write some articles, make some nice, you know, small clips on Ummehani, the sister of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So then they would say, wow, I didn't know, you know, I know that they have given me a beautiful name as a gift, but the connection and the meaning and the hikmah, the reason behind it, mostly will not discuss in a detail. So that would really, really affect. Like I remember here, you know, in Iran, sometimes, you know, when the people, they ask me, what is your son's name? I say Ali. You know what they say? They, oh,
what
may
a beautiful
I sacrifice
name.
Yeah, to Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, straight away they are connecting the name of my son, you know.
With
straight
him.
Away they go, their hearts goes to Imam Ali alayhi salam. That is so beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
So yeah, that affects a lot. And then second thing, which is the responsibility of our parents, is about how to give them a good education. So education means a lot. Like it doesn't mean only to educate them, just to send them
to give the secular education.
Education centers or schools, but even the house environment. And the true education, because we are not only a physical body, we are made of soul and body. So what about spiritual? What about our, you know, actual existence and our actual destination? So knowing about our creator, you know, that kind of education truly would
helps
be the
one
best
to go towards the
treasure for the children.
We came to the two points. First was the to go for the beautiful names, and you suggested parents to do some research on the names, to find the connections, to find the meanings, to find the spirituality the names contain.
And you know, it would be a beautiful automatically a good excuse to talk about something spiritual.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, children, they don't like to talk, you know, to give lectures.
Yeah.
So whenever you're calling, sometimes, you know, you just say, wow, my son is Kazim or my...
Or Sabir.
Yeah, yeah. So,
the patient.
Oh, these and that. You know, you can just play around that name and have a healthy conversation with your even teenagers.
All right. So we came to two conclusions for now, like the main two responsibilities are to give a beautiful name and to give them good education. Sister Najafi, I'll be talking to you. We need to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me Sister Najafi, who is talking about the responsibilities of parents towards their children. Sister Najafi, you said one of the biggest responsibilities is to give a beautiful name to your children, because names have effects. And the second responsibility that you categorized over here was giving them education, a good education. And you said education must not be only for the physical body, a scalar education. It must be a spiritual education as well. Well, are there any more responsibilities that parents have towards their children? For example, is this a responsibility of a parent to be friends with their children? Because today we are seeing children are not able to discuss each and everything with their parent. They sometimes hide things. So do you have anything on that note?
Oh, to have a friendly
connection.
Oh, yeah. You know, the actual techniques of upbringing we can learn from Allah and Ahlul Bayt and, you know, the infallibles. And we know how our Prophet, he was so much friendly. Very, you know, beautiful connection our Prophet would have with companions. So what about, you know, parents, you know,
all
family
right.
is family. So I truly love the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Sila Rahim, yeah?
All right.
Like Rahman, Rahim. If I'm not having a good connection with my children or children towards the parents, then maybe I'm not reciting, truly this beautiful verse of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, like maybe, I don't know, I will say to myself that, you know, I'm not a good parent because I'm saying Allah is Rahman ar-Rahim and I'm not that much, you know, mingling with my kids, not playing with them, not having a good, beautiful relationship. And then I'm not caring about the relations.
All right.
Rahman ar-Rahim, Rahmah.
You reminded me of a very beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. There's this story that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, once was sitting and he was kissing Imam Hassan alayhi salam on one end and Imam Hussein alayhi salam on another end. And a man was looking at them and he told him, like, I have more than five kids, but I have never ever kissed my kids in my life. And Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, replies that Allah has taken away rahmat from you, the way you mentioned Allah has taken away mercy from you. Being kind towards your children is something that will make you closer to Allah, because Allah is Rahman and Rahim.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Najafi, thank you so much for being with us on this session. We came to the conclusion that parents have some responsibilities towards children that are giving them good names, giving them good education. Imam Al-Ghazali says that one of the biggest part of education is to teach them Quran. And then you said being friends with your children. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Going to the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.